Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When we're back, it's 7 till. That's Robert Cray, my favorite blues man, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our good friend Brad Huskin. IASTraining.com is his website. Also, his books are there, his weekly newsletter that he sends out on selling, help you do a better job of selling. You can find that there. It's free. Brad, thanks again for hanging out with us. We got three more resolutions, sales resolutions, to get better in the new year. What's
we
number do. Eight?
Number eight is I would look at my job as building a business within a business and look for opportunities to grow that business.
So, no longer being an employee,
you got to be a partner.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. I mean, if you're a salesperson, you've got your own relationships, don't you? I mean, you're building your own business. You can build your own P&L statement basically off this, can't you?
Absolutely.
When I was with Xerox years ago, they would help us do that at the beginning of the year. They would help us design our own little income plan, and we'd work to develop prospects to build into that plan, just like a business does.
Absolutely, most salespeople are on commission, so yep. It is their own business within the business.
Business within a business, exactly.
Exactly.
Right? Number nine.
And number nine is one of my personal pet peeves, is I will take responsibility for my own success, meaning I will not be part of the entitlement society that we are developing in this country. I will take responsibility for myself, my own failure, my own success in life.
Mm-hmm. Well, we need to spread that around the country, don't we?
Yes, indeed we do, my friend.
And also, we need to resist what I'm calling the war on success that's going on right now.
Yes, I did build this business myself.
Well, I agree with you. It's one of my pet peeves, too. And I said, I talked to the president about this. I've talked to him on this show. I've spoken directly to him. You know, he listens all the time. And so, I said, Mr. President, I'm not more fortunate because I'm successful. I'm successful because I've worked hard and taken risks. I'm fortunate because I'm an American.
Exactly.
All of us who are Americans are fortunate to be an American, to be able to achieve what we want in this country if we work hard and try and take risks and study and get smarter and deal in good faith. We're fortunate to have the right and the freedom and the liberty to do that. But whatever we make of that, that's not fortune. That's hard work, isn't it?
That's hard work and self-determinism.
That's right.
That's something that's going away today that needs to be brought back
we
into the spectrum.
Well, we gotta resist this war on success. Do what you will with the taxes, but don't say you're taxing me because I'm successful.
No.
That's just wrong.
No.
If you need money to fund the government and we can't, funding the government and cutting expenses, that's another discussion. But don't turn it around like it's some kind of warfare against you and me because we're successful.
Exactly. Quit giving handouts to people that don't want to step up.
Who won't work.
Share their report.
We're not talking about people who need help.
Nope, absolutely not.
Americans are in favor of that.
Giving a free handout.
That's exactly right. All right, what else?
Anyway,
number 10.
So that number 9, number 10, I will treat my customers, coworkers, supervisors with respect, dignity, as I want to be treated. So that's kind of a heavy one down laid off with, isn't it?
So how would we know if we were doing a good job of that or not?
I think by the relationships that you develop with your people and with your coworkers.
Just look around you and see how things are going, right?
Exactly. If you're somebody that people respect you and you've earned their respect and that look up to you for knowledge, information, and advice, then apparently you're doing a good job.
Right.
If they avoid you like the plague, then you better take a look in the mirror there.
One of my favorite things to happen to me, I remember, was when I got my first big corporate sponsor for the show. That was a red letter day for me. But there was one day that was bigger. And that was when they came back and renewed the next year.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Anybody can sell anybody anything. Mm-hmm. But once they've dealt with you for a year, if they want to do business with you again, that's what makes determines whether you did great or not. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think just in case your wife's listening, that was with the number two and three things. Number one, is, of course, was your wedding day.
She never listens to this. You're getting me in a lot of trouble here. I'm cutting you loose, Hooskin.
Hey, Brad. Well, I know my wife's listening, so I thought I'd better throw that in.
Yeah, right. You're such a suck-up. Hey, Hooskin. Good job. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Hey, let's have a good 2013 together.
Let's do it.
All right. See you then. Brad Hooskin, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Brad joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blastingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.